part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
I'm on medication.
Wait a minute. Traditionally, we let the guests do that.
All right.
You want to give it a whirl?
Okay, well, that's going to... that. I think that blew up my Arcos. All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. We have special guest, Special Ed. Say hi, Special Ed.
That's me.
The Bush apologist came out with the revelation today that he only voted for Bush once, John.
That's right.
He wanted to vote for him twice, but he had some voter confusion in a move from one town to another, and he didn't get his registration properly amended.
Right. That's right.
This is a catheter tune, Ed, by the way.
Nice.
Drop tuning.
Bands, yeah. Drop tuning D.
Have you ever seen the catheter movie? The rockumentary?
What? No.
Come on, man.
Tell us where you can find it, Scott.
You can find that on Google. Go to Google Video.
Google.
And type in catheter with a K and see the catheter rockumentary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check that out, folks. Anybody who's listening to the show, I know we got about 6 listeners now. Go to Google Video and type in catheter with a K. K-A-T-H. E-T-E-R, and we are still playing your voicemails, even though I don't have my headset set up for Skype, but we are still playing your voicemails. I saw that Annie called, which is Way of the Bob's mom, but she didn't leave a message. So, Annie, please call back and leave us a message. We love it when you say that we're dirty boys.
Way of the Bob's mom.
Way of the Bob's mom. Who seems like a very cool mom.
All right, before we jump into the time machine, because Special Ed and I went back and retrieved it from your room.
Yeah.
Everything seemed to be okay. Nobody noticed that you were gone. We're back in the chapel with the time machine.
In the chapel.
If you're just joining us, part one was in John's hospital room. We had to move into the chapel in part two and part three because it was too goddamn loud. But we do have the time machine. We're getting that prepped right now. But while we get that prepped, let me... just give you these two quick science stories. The late astronomer and popular science writer Carl Sagan. Are you familiar with Carl Sagan there, especially?
I am.
Has been revealed to have been an ardent marijuana smoker.
No.
Who hasn't?
An upcoming biography titled Carl Sagan, A Life, reveals that Sagan's best friend for 30 years was Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Harvard psychiatrist and outspoken pro-pot advocate. In his 1977 book, The Dragons of Eden, Sagan discusses the pygmies for whom marijuana is their only cultivated crop. He wrote that
it would be wryly interesting if in human history
Riley?
The cultivation of marijuana.
Say wryly interesting?
Wryly, yes, wryly, led generally to the invention of Arctic agriculture and thereby the civilization.
In an anonymous essay he wrote for Grinspan's book Marijuana Reconsidered, Sagan explained that he first tried pot in 1961,
a time of awakening of my social consciousness.
Of millions of millions.
And the ability.
So Carl Sagan was a big-time pot smoker.
Carl Sagan.
He also wrote this, the myth is about such highs. I'm doing Carl Sagan after, you know.
You're doing Carl Sagan as the Pope.
When he had the munchies.
That the user has an illusion of
Pope.
Great insight. But it does not survive scrutiny in the morning. I am convinced that this is an error, that the devastating insights achieved when high are real insights. The main problem is putting these insights in a form of acceptable to the quite different self that we are when we are down the next day. There you have it, Carl Sagan, big pot smoker.
Wow.
And get this, John.
I'm getting it.
Social psychologist Brad Bushman. I think he changed his name from Bush Pig to Bushman. Of the University of Michigan has spent 20 years strongly, I'm sorry, studying aggressively. Studying aggression and violence, especially the impact on human behavior of violence in the media. But most previous research has focused on television and more violence. Not such things as scripture and texts that are held sacred by many. He wanted to take it a step further and see if simply exposing someone to a text that implies God sanctions violence would increase their level of aggression. Does believing that God is on your side make it easier for you to inflict pain and suffering on those perceived to be our enemies? If we think God sanctions violence, are we more likely to engage in violent acts? What do you think, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The answer to both of these questions, according to new research, is a resounding yes, even among those who do not consider themselves believers.
Yeah, what's that? We talked about this before. They were about the Nazis when they were doing the Nuremberg trials.
Nuremberg.
And they figured out that when people have an excuse, when they're excused from any wrongdoing, that it's okay to inflict this pain because a higher power says it's okay, then they're still uncomfortable doing it, but they do it.
They got their orders.
They got their orders. And if God says it's okay, oh, yeah, hey, it's God's will.
Yes.
And that's a big issue.
So if you believe God is on your side, you're more likely to...
How come they didn't talk about the internets and God in the Bible, or and TV in the Bible?
TV in the Bible?
Television, yeah.
Well, they've been studying that for 20 years. What? I lost you.
If God's all knowing, why didn't he have that added in the Bible?
Oh, right.
A section in Revelations about the internet.
It's probably in there.
You think so?
Yeah, under the guise of Satan, you know, the spread of education and the exchange of ideas would be
there'll
a satanic
be a podcast
influence, wouldn't it?
You need to kill both guys from the podcast. All right. Well, let's. You got the machine all ready?
Yeah, I had Ed prepping it for us while I said
those two
science stories.
Well, he's an architect,
but
he's kind of mechanical.
He's already in the back seat, so I think we're ready to go.
Well, let's get in, shall we?
I'm ready.
All right.
Let me wheel your...
My chair?
No, your... what do they call it?
IV.
No.
What?
You're on the stretcher on wheels. What do they call that? A gurney.
Gurney.
Yeah.
Let's wheel your gurney over there. There we go.
I'll get in. You got in already. Let me get in now. Slide in.
Especially, is there enough leg room in the back seat?
Yeah, but his catheter is killing me.
Oh, yeah.
It's leaking.
It's leaking? All right. Let's see if we can get this sucker started. Dude, it's kind of loud, man.
It's all right, man. We'll be out of here so fast nobody will know that we were even here. You know, I wish you'd take care of this problem.
Dude, yeah, but you know, you guys have been moving it around. How do I know you put it together
Come
right?
Come on, we put it back together right. We had to disassemble, John. We had to disassemble it. Smuggle it in and then reassemble it.
One more time. Somebody's coming. Hold on. Shh.
I hear their footsteps.
Shh. Shh.
Oh, we better get out of here, man.
Shh.
Is that Phil?
I don't think so.
It sounds like Phil. Come on, man. Fire this thing up.
All right. He's gone.
Oh, here you go.
All right. Here we go. I think I got it. I'm pumping it.
Choke.
Oh, so we're going back to the W.
Oh, here we go.
When he gave his speech to the journalists at some banquet.
We're going. Here we go.
You got the coordinates for this?
Got it.
Because I don't want to end up at Kyle Rove's. Holy shit.
Go.
God. What'd you do, shit? No. I think Special Ed has milky pants, though. Oh, man. Is that a hammer in your pants, or are you just excited to be here? Back in time.
Are you there, Ed?
I'm here. He's here. He's got to get up. All right, where the hell are we going? Where's the reception?
Oh, we all made it in one piece.
Oh, my God.
All right, where the hell are we going? Does anybody know D.C.?
No.
How to get around?
No.
How do we get around here, man? I don't know. I don't even know where we're going. We got to go to this banquet hall. Do you know where it's at?
Yeah, I think it's over here. It's the,
We'll follow you.
It's like a... Follow the Olympic road. Let's walk over to the... All right, we're over here. Thanks for walking right with me.
Oh, we made it just in time.
Yeah.
Hold on, I think the door is just about to go on.
Excellent.
No doubt.
All right, it's some sort of a roast for the television broadcasting thing, and Bush is speaking. But he's coming up to the podium. He's coming up.
Is he walking up to the podium?
He's walking up there. Here he goes.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, I see him. That's him.
The W.
He's walking up there.
Oh, no, so the W.
You suck. You devil! You suck!
Well, thank you, Brian. Laura and I are happy to be here. I'd like to thank the Radio and TV Correspondents Association for providing dinner tonight.
Fuck you!
And I'd like to thank Senator Webb for providing security. I'm glad to see everybody here is enjoying themselves. Don't think I haven't noticed all the drinking that's been in my State of the Union address. I said we needed to increase the use of ethanol.
Oh, genius! That's genius, man!
Well, where should I start? A year ago,
by quitting,
my approval rating was in the 30s. My nominee for the Supreme Court had just withdrawn.
Jeff Gannon just
and my vice president had shot someone. Sorry, the vice president couldn't be here. He's had a rough few weeks. To be honest, his feelings are kind of hurt. Said he was going on vacation to Afghanistan where people like him.
You suck!
He's the worst.
You suck!
He's horrible! He's a horrible president!
You and the press certainly have had a lot to report lately. Take the current controversy. I have to admit, we really blew the way we let those attorneys go. You know, you botched it when people sympathize with lawyers.
Speaking of subpoenas.
Speaking of subpoenas.
It's good to see Speaker Pelosi tonight.
Anus.
Wondering how the two of us would get along. Some say she's bossy, she's opinionated, she's not to be crossed.
She's got a cock.
Hey, I get along with my mother.
Did you like that?
But between the Congress and the press, there is a lot of scrutiny on this job. Not a day goes by that I don't get scrutineered one way or the other. press is a lot tougher the second term. It's reached the point I sometimes call on Helen Thomas just to hear a friendly voice. No matter how tough it gets, however, I have no intention of becoming
Fuck
a lame
you.
Duck president. Unless, of course, Cheney accidentally shoots me in the leg. Hey, I have 664 days left in the White House. So technically, I'm a temporary guest worker. Yeah, I'm considering what's next.
That's your fire ass.
President Clinton, of course, wrote a very successful presidential memoir with 10,000 pages or something. I'm thinking of something really fun and creative for mine. You know, maybe a pop-up book.
Did you write that? You
consider a number of titles.
That's the only thing you can read.
What's the deal? How W got his groove back?
How about how Jeff Dan sucked the W?
Or Tuesdays with Cheney. By the way, I'm not sure whether or not Senator Obama is here. Last I heard, he was not coming to the radio and TV correspondence dinner. Not enough press.
You suck. Let's get the fuck out of here.
He, you suck dicks.
I'm mad at what they tell you.
People magazine recently had a photo of the senator there on the beach in Hawaii.
Out.
His sleek, hairless
out. It's funny how when we're walking back, okay. That was the worst. Carl, I don't understand. Carl Rove is coming up to the podium. All right, here it comes. Maybe this will be better. Yeah. He's being roasted kind of by the guys from, what's your names?
Harry and Carl.
What's your line, anyway? Whose line is it, anyway?
Drew Carey.
Right.
Just for the heck of it, what's your name, sir?
Peter Fitzgerald.
All right.
It's Patrick, you dumbass!
Thank you, Mr. Rove. Oh.
Patrick Fitzgerald.
Patrick Fitzgerald, all right. Well, we just want to ask you some questions about...
Lots of people want to ask me questions.
And none of these have to be under oath. These questions are just, like, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working?
Suck cock.
Do you have any hobbies?
Like to go home.
Smoke Paul.
Get a drink. Generally of a non-alcoholic nature since I don't drink.
Pants. Listen
then
to
tear the tops off of small animals.
Tear the tops off small animals. Yeah. They're so better when they're topless, aren't they? Yeah, okay. Headless. Okay, so you like to rip the heads off of... This is like Silence of the Lambs, isn't it? This is like... okay, so, but do you actually have any hobbies that you can... do you have any collections?
I like to take it up the ass.
I readily admit that I am a practicing philatelist.
A practicing philatelist. I think that has to do with stamps. God, I hope it's stamps. Because the first thing that popped in my mind wasn't stamps. So you have a stamp collection.
Sort of.
All right. Well, he has envelopes.
Any very rare stamps?
I make fake foreskins. Okay.
So you just take stamps, like from letters?
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad?
Wow. You might want to try the booze. Hey, I think we are ready, so kick it!
I want to see this pole smoker dance. Cocksucker.
He's dancing.
Yeah! Now listen up, suckers, don't get the jitters. But MC Rose is a heads off of critters. That's true, it's cruel to see. But he's gonna be about animal cruelty. He's a man, he's a treasure trove. But tell me, what is your name?
I'm MC Rose.
That's right, he can't be beat because he's so white from his head to his feet. But he will rap it when you give him a chance. Look at him move, doing a rapping dance. That's true, he's a dancing resident. He is a sidekick to the president. He's going way above. Tell me, what is your name?
MC Rose.
That's true. He crossing his arms. He's popping and a chilling and a showing his charm.
Right, let's get the
he
fuck
will
out
do
here,
it
man.
Without fail.
He's horrible. He's horrible.
That man will never stop. Look at him jumping up and down around it to hop.
I'm sorry, I'm Jeff Garrett's cock.
Man. Tell me you never saw this man move. Doing the dance, the car roll dance. Doing the dance, the car roll dance. Dancing and talking and dancing and talking and dancing and talking and dancing.
Look
and
at
talking.
Him. He's now horrible at this. He's horrible at politics. He's horrible at giving box. Advice. He's got to be good at one thing, John. What do you think that is?
Do you suck dicks?
That's right. That's what I follow. That's what Rose's good for. All right, let's get the smoking pole and Tet Anus. Let's get the hell out of here.
Tet Anus?
Let's go back.
You were such a helpful treasure trove. Tell me, what is your name?
Jesus Christ.
See him later.
Get out of here. We're out of there. Jesus Christ. Let's get back in the vehicle. And you get in. You okay, John? Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. Here's a key out the door. See my ass.
Of all the places to go back in time, we
Scott, you get it in. Start yes. over. All right, hold on. Oh, shit. I got goat's ass. Hold on. All right, let me in. Ooh, the seats are so cold.
Who farted?
Oh, dude, did you fart? No, I didn't. I told you, I got goat's ass. You can't drive around in one of these time machines with the windows down. It's a little slippage. All right, let me start this fucker. Oh, Jesus Christ. I think I got on, man. Let's go back to the future. What'd you think of your first time travel experience there, Special Ed?
Sorry.
It's the first time anybody uses the,
We're going.
Had to take a piss back in the past.
Oh, that kills me every time, man.
No, dude, it's hard on your body.
What a goddamn joke
doing,
to have
John?
These two MFers running the fucking
no
country,
doubt.
Man. The W, who thinks he's
Holy
a goddamn comedian.
Shit.
It was the shittiest comedy I've ever heard.
And trying to rip on Obama. What the hell is that?
Except for the pop-up book. That's the only thing you can actually do.
That actually slayed me.
Yeah, because it's true, John. It's the truth slayed. Is funny.
It slayed me something fierce.
Stupid ass. And Rove, what the fuck is wrong with that
I
faggot?
I don't know. You got to see him dance. Did you see him dancing?
With that stupid
he
mullet?
He does this goofy robot thing. No. Yeah, there's no way the blacks are going to vote for the Republicans ever again.
I hope not.
After watching the way they dance.
Yeah, they dance like a bunch of faggots.
Oh, it's brutal, man. All right, so what do we got now? What do we got? What do we got?
Well, I got nothing. I got nothing left.
Well, where's fucking
How
Phil?
How we doing on time? Well, he's probably in your room.
He's looking for you.
Does he know where to go?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. We left a note.
Left a note.
Here he is. He's walking right in.
He found us.
Hey, what the fuck?
What's up, Phil, man? If you were here 5 minutes earlier, you could have come back in time
All
with
right,
us.
Sit down.
Welcome to the Chapel of Love.
Yeah, put your cans on. All right, we ready? Is Phil ready?
You ready, Phil? Well, of course, I'm always ready. It's good to see you again, Special Ed. Thanks for the invite to your parties. Oh,
good to see
I
you
take
too.
That back. I've never been invited to your house for one of your parties. That's all right.
One day.
One day. Maybe
one
someday.
Day.
You ready for your theme music?
Of course. I'm always ready, John.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Here we go.
with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, child.
A man has been taken to a hospital in Australia after his penis and groin got caught in the machinery at a small mill. The Adeline Advertiser reports that the accident is not thought to have been life-threatening, but there has been a degree of uncontrollable bleeding involved. The 30-year-old man was taken to the Royal Adelaide Hospital. The spokesman for Parafield Garden Sawmill said, he said, he got caught in a long-moving mechanism.
Mechanism?
The spokesman maintained
that the man's injuries were not serious, which is easy for him to say. Next story, John.
Phil, interesting enough, we have audio.
We have audio of audio. That, yes. Of... I'm sorry, I forgot. I brought in a couple of clips. Go ahead and play that audio.
Ooh, ow.
Next story, John.
Homeschooled student for his third consecutive Arizona State Spelling Bee. When asked how he felt about the win, Jonathan quoted as saying, "Just kill me. At this rate, I'm going to end up like Mr. Schmuel. Can you spell vagina? I can't." Next story, John. This story is out of Liverpool, John. Liverpool. A 10-year-old boy is quizzed by police for sending email with word gay in it.
Come on!
A father criticized the police force today for launching an investigation after his 10-year-old son allegedly called a school friend gay in an email.
Oh, God.
Company director Alan Rawlson said he was astounded after two police officers arrived at his home in Bold Health, Cheshire. Cheshire, isn't that right outside of Sherwood Forest?
Cheshire.
To speak to his son, George. The officers were called earlier this month after a parent complained that George had called her son a gay boy
in
an email.
That is one big pile of shit.
Mr. Rawlson, 41, said,
I could not believe what I was hearing when the officers told me.
Is it Ringo Starr?
It's out of Liverpool, John.
They told me they considered it very serious.
Was it the Pope?
Hold on, John. Let me get back. I'm trying to bring back Hard Tap Day's in. Night. Hold on. Yes.
It's a bug, isn't it?
They told me they considered it very serious offense. I thought they were joking at first. Next story, John.
You're not Dracula, are you?
Man files lawsuit as part of a national body part scandal, claiming he received transplanted bone tissue that might have been diseased. Edward R. Morrow to investigate. Next story, John.
Bone marrow. It's funny.
This story is out of Florida. This reminds me, John. I was listening to the Great Mediocre Show, or should I say the Mediocre Mediocre Show, when I think it was Taylor, or is it Tyler, said that, no, maybe it was Eric. He said that more crazy stories come out of Wisconsin than Florida. And I have to disagree with that because I am a professional newsman. I do pull a lot of more strange stories out of Florida. This story happens to be out of Florida. I didn't have time to compile stories from Florida for a quick go over this evening, but maybe next episode, John. But this story out of Florida is the headline is Milky Pants.
What?
Milky Pants?
No.
On March 23rd, an 11-year-old girl woke up in the middle of the night to find a long pole sticking through her bedroom window. The pole had a hook on the end, and the hook was pulling the comforter off her bed. Naturally, the girl screamed. Then she ran to get her mother, according to the Citrus County Sheriff's Office. Authorities searched the neighborhood in the town of Hernando, looking for peeping Toms and checking up on the neighborhood sex offenders, but found no suspect. But deputies did find semen on the outside of the girl's house, just below her window. A forensics lab matched the DNA sample to Michael Durenberg, 40, a neighbor. He is charged with voyeurism and burglary of a dwelling with battery. How could you batter somebody with semen? I don't know. Oh, he was being held with no bonds. That is the end of the story. Next story.
Next story, John. Suicide fails miserably when bridge jumper found alive 5 miles downstream.
Oops.
No word on Zuzu's petals. Next story, John. Under new UK laws, teachers may now legally kick your ass. New legal powers for teachers and schools in England to restrain and discipline unruly pupils have come into effect. The law sets out teachers' right to break up fights and to confiscate items like mobile phones. The changes are intended to put an end to a teachers' union call the union's call. You can't tell me what to do. Culture.
Made out of people.
Previously, teachers have been allowed to restrain pupils under common law with some authority as parents. But the new law explicitly states that teachers have the right to physically restrain, remove unruly pupils, and basically kick ass. Next story, John. It looks like the start of World War III will be on Good Friday. The United States will be ready to launch a missile attack on Iran's nuclear facilities as soon as earlier this month, perhaps, from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. on April 6th, according to reports of the Russian's media on Saturday. According to Russian military intelligence sources, the report said the U.S. has devised a plan to attack several targets in Iran, and an assault could be carried out by launching missiles from fighter jets and warships stationed in the Persian Gulf. Next and last story, John! Man 101 remembered for humor. Giant cock. Anyone who has traveled through the South Rothschild on Business Highway 51 and made it to Mosini has likely seen a large 10-foot cock on the left side of the road. The owner of this unofficial landmark, John Kolsky, has died. He was 101. Kolsky loves spending time with people, telling jokes, and playing cards and enjoying the outdoors. And that's the news.
Yes. Where's your cock?
Looks like that's officially become my backing
track.
Yeah,
I think from now on.
It's very hard to read the news over that audio.
It's very hardcore.
Yeah, we're going to ban the old... and instead, we're going to have...
I want it on my fucking little hole.
All right, then. It's out of sight. How are we doing on time?
We're doing good. We're at, we're at like, good, 35. You got to get me back to my room.
All right. Well, let's get John back to his room.
All right.
Phil. Hold on. We have one last. Oh, yeah. Later, Phil.
All right.
Phil will leave. We got one last clip. All right, Phil. Thanks for coming.
Later, Phil.
Go out the door this time.
All right. It's me, Allah.
I don't know. He said, praise be Allah in the chapel.
Oh, my God. What's the other? What did you say? We got another clip?
One other clip. This is the guy who's married to Zsa Zsa Gabor. This is an old clip, but this guy is a prince, and he is claiming to paternity for Anna Nicole's baby, and he was on Larry King.
Oh, okay.
And here's the clip
of this long relationship that you had. Did you see Anna Nicole use drugs?
Never. I never. And if she would have used drugs when I was there, I would have kicked her ass. And this is why I'm so upset. If that Howard Stern always tells, I was so close to Anna Nicole Smith. I loved her so much. I took care of her. Why didn't he stop her from taking drugs? Why didn't he stop her to do all the bad things? Bullshit. I'm telling you, bullshit. This man is lying his head off. Do they learn in law school? What?
Well, are you being compensated at all by any media? Are you being paid?
I'm not. I've never been, never will. I never don't do will. Things like that. In this me. Case, I'm very upset and I want to fight it through. Because there is a suffering mother, she wants to bury her daughter. There is a suffering mother who is attacked by a lawyer, attacked by Howard Stern.
What's your
her son-in-law,
want?
Do me a favor, for Christ's sake. What do they Come learn on. In law school? To attack suffering woman? A suffering lady? This woman is a lady. You don't go after a lady. You don't do that. If he wants a fight, have a man-to-man fight. But don't do it with a woman. Oh what kind of a guy is he?
Thank you, Prince. As always, you are never dull. Prince Frederick.
You're never dull.
Bullshit. Idiot. Bullshit.
I'll kick her Bullshit. Ass. I'll kick her fucking man-to-man. Ass. Man to man, damn it. All right, you guys got to get me back to my room,
right,
man.
Let's wheel him back.
We're out of here.
Later.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
I'm Ed.
And we're out of here. Later.
You're listening to John and Scott. On Total Talk Nonsense.